Over the weekend, warming up, partly sunny, 86 tomorrow, 88 Sunday, a thunderstorm in spots each afternoon, downright hot and humid then Monday, partly sunny, 92. Thunderstorm chance remains Tuesday, partly sunny, a high of 90. AccuWeather when you want it, on air and online at WKOK.com. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Bill Degger.
Thank you, Bill. Much appreciated. It is currently 70 degrees at News Radio 1070 WKOK. Standing by in Studio A, Mr. Steve Kushaloff and Mr. Ben Reichle. They're in there talking Phillies right now, but they're going to get down to the issues of the day shortly. Matt Cotrillo will be their producer this morning. I'm going down to Sunbury River Festival. Don't forget. Market Street is blocked.
Give your family the comfort and reliability you want, and lower your energy bills with the fuel that can do it all, propane. People across America trust propane to power everything that transforms a house into a home. Premium performance and lower energy bills. Propane can do that.
Brought to you by the Pennsylvania Propane Foundation and your local propane service provider.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
CBS News Update. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib gets permission to go to the West Bank a day after she and a fellow progressive, Ilhan Omar, were banned for calling for a boycott against Israel. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Tlaib sent a letter to Israel's interior minister asking that she be allowed to visit her grandmother and relatives in the West Bank, and she met a key Israeli condition, promising not to promote boycotts against the Jewish state, so Israel approved her visit on humanitarian grounds.
Omar is still banned in response to President Trump's tweet to Prime Minister Netanyahu, saying allowing them in would be a sign of weakness. Dan Shapiro served as U.S. ambassador to Israel during the Obama administration.
It's a very damaging thing, and I think it, unfortunately, is exactly what President Trump wants. He has said the Democrats are an anti-Israel party, an anti-Semitic party. These are absurd slurs, but he's trying to get those ideas cemented into the public discourse.
CBS News Update. I'm...
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence.
I don't think so.
You don't look like Mark Lawrence.
I don't feel like him either. Yeah. We got a whole new crew here.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's the B team, but
we got
a whole new crew. We got clickety-clack Matt Cotrillo in, as the producer today. He'll make us look good, Steve. Of course, Across from me is Steve Kushaloff, and I'm Ben Reichle. So we got the...
All-star team.
Yeah, dream team. Forget about those people here all week.
Yeah.
You're listening on The Mark, and again, we have a new cast of characters today, but we will certainly appreciate your phone calls and emails. On The Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company since 1915 on North 4th Street. Even though in Sunbury today, South 4th Street or Middle 4th Street down to Front Street is going to be closed off due to the Sunbury Festival that's going on today. And I believe Mark Lawrence will be down there doing on-the-street interviews with people here in the next half hour, 45 minutes. But On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company up on 4th Street over in 1115. See Austin at the Kia store. Ernie's there, too, up on 4th Street if you want to get your car serviced. Go to the quick lane. And the basic part of Sunbury Motors is if you have a transportation need, go see them. They can get you into a two-wheel motorcycle. They can get you into a boat. They can get you into a yacht, Steve, and what you'd like to have cruising around. But they can also get you into a little airplane or a larger airplane. But most of all, they're going to get you into a Ford, a Lincoln, a Hyundai, or again, on 1115, the Kia store.
I don't think I need a bigger airplane. Maybe a bigger yacht.
Wow. your retirement's been good.
Not that good.
Real quick, Matt, your thoughts last night with the Eagles preseason game, losing another quarterback?
Yeah, Cody Kessler went down 7 plays in the first quarter. Wasn't great to see, but at least the rookie, Eagles' fifth-round draft pick out of Northwestern, Clayton Thorson, played well, threw a nice touchdown pass to Greg Ward a couple drives later. So it all worked out from there, and then you had a nice couple plays from the defense doing some other young guys. So we'll see what happens with Kessler. But, yeah, you want to use Steve and Ben, you want to go sign up and play backup quarterback for the Eagles because they need somebody.
Well, watching the play, it looked like the left tackle and
Andre Dillard
were not communicating very well. And somebody blocked air and somebody blocked somebody. And
right.
then the defensive end for Jacksonville had a free run at the quarterback.
Basically.
And it was a blindside hit.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what you did not want to see last night after Nate Sudfeld got hurt and he's out for the first couple weeks.
Okay, and also, too, we got Little League World Series going on. Unfortunately, Mother Nature not cooperating with the young lads up in Williamsport, but the games will resume today, I believe, 10 o'clock. Steve, have you ventured up to Williamsport
at
all?
You know, I love baseball. Big Phillies fan, and I love
can,
to see
I can
kids.
Tell by your shirt there. That's a Philadelphia shirt.
Bright red. And I love to see kids playing baseball. I'm not a big go to the Little League games type of person.
Mm-hmm.
But, I love seeing kids play baseball. And let's give a plug to the Phillies because I'll be honest. I went to bed last night. They were getting beat 5-2. I thought, here we go again. I get up this morning and, my gosh, they won the game 7-5. Bryce Harper with a grand slam home run. Now, my wife, who's a bit of a cynic, more of a cynic than a baseball fan, she says, oh, another home run. Well, what'd that one cost the Phillies? $1 million? Well, I don't know about that. I'm just glad they won.
Well, we'll see. And, of course, you can listen to all the Phillies action on WKOK,
right,
which is excellent. And, of course, coming up, and maybe we'll talk about this towards the end of the show, but looks like we got the season of field hockey, football, cross country, and others coming up for all the high school. And on the college side, of course, Penn State football here with Steve Jones and Jack Ham coming up. So the summer is dwindling.
Yeah. There's fewer and fewer days to get out on the golf course, Ben.
If I told you how many times I was on the golf course, they should make me a member of the year at the club I'm at, since I have not, I don't think I've taken a divot on that course, unfortunately.
Oh.
So, but anyway, let's get to the news of the day, or the news. So you were watching the Phillies last night. We also had the president up in New Hampshire. We have some information and some little bit of immigration news. I'm sure gun control can come into it, but want to get a little local here, even though it's on a national level. The scenario that happened in Philadelphia on Wednesday.
Yeah, that was pretty perilous, from what I understand. It's almost a miracle none of the officers were fatally injured. I guess there were 6 of them that were hurt. I didn't read a great deal about the specifics. Apparently there was some real bravery involved. I think the Philadelphia a SWAT team went in to the building. The suspect was still in the building. And the SWAT team went in and pulled out 2 of the officers that were either pinned down or had been injured. But I guess the big, looks like the big news of the day is these 2 Democratic congresswomen who Israel first declared would not be permitted to visit the state of Israel. And
Hang on that. Let's go back to the Philadelphia thing. I think the news of the day is the way the Philadelphia police reacted and what they did, the professionalism they showed in a 7 to 8 hour standoff.
Yeah.
And also, too, unfortunately, I think you got 2 parts of this story. And it seems like some folks want to gloss over this. you know, this person should never have had a gun when they went and confronted him on a drug warrant and issued that for his arrest. This happens, but then the police also had to deal with the neighbors. The neighbors screaming, throwing items at him, mocking him. So you know, what do you want? Do you want safety in your neighborhood, or do you want lawlessness?
Yeah,
and the lack of the DA in Philadelphia having any spine to charge criminals. So is lawlessness the new rule now in some of the urban cities?
So. The other thing is, from the little I read, is that the suspect not only had a gun, but he had an arsenal.
Yeah, how does he get this?
You got me. I haven't read a great deal about it. I'm, as is always the case with these things, there's going to be, you know, arguments on both sides. The thing that I thought about as this was transpiring, and you may be too young to remember this, but I remember there was a group in Philadelphia, Move.
The Move group that Mayor Wilson Good incinerated them.
Oh, well, but the thing is, he not only incinerated them, he incinerated what, a
city block,
60 square block area, which was a bit of an overreaction, wouldn't you think? Now, in this case, you know, for the Philadelphia police to stay there and to hang in there for what, as you said, 7 to 8 hours. It shows
with neighbors screaming at him, throwing things at him. So what do these people in the neighborhoods want? So, and the point about, I point this out for this specific point, is lawlessness the new rule in some areas, and the anti-police rhetoric and actions that started occurring in the last administration, the false narrative.
Anti-police, I think, in a lot of these inner city neighborhoods, for right or for wrong, police, and I'm sure it's true in a lot of places, police are viewed perhaps as being adversaries, and so, you know, in some of these neighborhoods, police come in and the folks are a little get a little nervous about it, justifiably or not. You know, I think it's a little tough. Here we are. We're 3 hours away. This just happened. And, you know, to jump to conclusions saying that we're entering an era of lawlessness, I think that's going a little overboard. Let's wait and see and read about this before we.
Okay,
let's
jump back the last month, 3 weeks, 4 months ago. The police of New York City, on the beat, working at pulling over people for violations and getting water thrown on them, getting buckets thrown on them.
Right, and how many times can we? You know, we can. I mean, we could do this all morning. I mean, how many times
How
many times do we read about? Young men, generally young men of color, getting shot, fatally shot by police, and then they find
statistics don't bear your crime.
You're throwing out your anecdotes about neighbors yelling and screaming and throwing.
Steve, you didn't see the video. Obviously, you didn't see it. So the police are there working it.
Yeah.
They're trying to get. Do their jobs, and you had the neighbors.
And so you have an emotional response to what you're seeing.
I don't have an emotional response. I'm having a response that people,
let's wait and see.
The lawlessness of people towards the police, and this started. This started under the Obama administration.
And I think yet we also see a great deal of respect towards police when we read about what happened in Dayton with the mass shooting and how the police were able to respond, what, within 30 seconds?
And that's great, and that's what they're paid to do, and that's what they're trained to do. But do you think police should have water thrown on them?
So you're going to blame Barack Obama
for any kind of anti-police
attitude?
Not at all.
Well, when you say it started during the Obama administration,
you could see a stance against some law. I mean, are we a country of laws, or do the police interpret that?
Back in the early part of the 20th century in Detroit, we saw labor unions getting their heads knocked about by the police. You know, I mean, Ben, you can pick any anecdote you want from history, and you can make it represent your point of view.
And your point is what?
My point is let's wait and see what the kind of reports come out.
Wait and see what? Wait and see how many buckets of water are thrown on the police in New York, or wait and see how many bottles and whatever was thrown at the police officer in Philly?
If you want to go, you know, Ben, I'm not going to spend the next hour and 15 minutes debating whether we've got, anti-police attitude or something else.
Okay. We'll come back and we'll talk about the two congressmen at this time. You're listening to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a place you can go and get your transportation needs relieved.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Thousands of Americans have tachophobia, or fear of speed. These are the people that classify the telegraph as digital communication. They believe this is a sound of progress, and they drive slow in the fast lane all the time. Don't be those people. Get the white-knuckle, stomach-dropping, crazy speed of Penteledata's fiber network for your business, and face your fears head-on. See how Penteledata fiber can make you fearless in the office. Call today.
In an average lifetime, we have 7 to 10 major events. We buy our first car, rent or buy our first home, get married, start a business, have children, a child starts driving, and we retire. But life is not always average or predictable. For all of life's events, common or exceptional, Sholly Insurance Agency is here to help. Family-owned and operated in Lewisburg, Sholly Insurance Agency offers coverage for your home, auto, life, business, and employee benefits through best-in-class carriers like Grange Insurance. Sholly Insurance Agency, we're here to help. Visit us at shollyagency.com.
At home or far from home, heroes feed their hunger with the extra-large two-topping superhero pizza. 10 massive slices and two toppings of your choice. Delivered in a special Spider-Man Far From Home collectible box. All for the blockbuster price of just $12. It's a deal of epic proportions and is only available at Papa John's. See Spider-Man Far From Home in theaters July 2nd. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Rated PG-13 at participating U.S. stores. Taxes and delivery fee extra.
Call Papa John's in Sealands Grove at 570-743-7474.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how GEICO not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, a week away from high school and college football. We'll talk about it today. 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Matt, that's a little too subdued. So you're listening on the mark. Steve Kushaloff, Ben Reichle here as your co-host. Matt Cottrello in as the producer. We have a caller, and again, if you would like to be involved in the show, email us at onthemark.com or call us at 800-795-9565. Tom, you are on the air.
Yeah, and as far as this, people don't have any respect for the police. Well, it seems like the Republican Party, who is owned by the gun lobby, has no respect for the police at all. Because the mayors of all the cities and the police force say, we are outgunned. We do not have the equipment, we cannot defend against these guys like in Philadelphia. And nobody will do anything about it. I mean, look what this one guy did. Just one guy. Look what he caused. And you take in Dayton, Ohio.
Tom, what were they outgunned?
Now listen, there were 20 people killed. There were 20, what is there, 9 people killed and 30-some people wounded outside. Had that guy got inside that building, he could have wiped out that whole building, which could have been 100 people.
Well, he didn't get inside the building. The police officers came and did the job. Okay, so now how are you saying that the police officers are outgunned?
They're outgunned. That's what they said. That is exactly what they're saying. The mayors and the police of all the cities are saying, we are outgunned by these people. They do not have guns like that to shoot back.
Well, that's what they were calling for.
And they had a thing on 60 Minutes about these bullets that are coming out of these guns, these assault weapons. They had doctors on there and everything. They shot a bullet into a piece of what was supposed to represent flesh. These bullets that are coming out of these assault rifles just rip a body to shreds. These doctors saying that when you get shot by one of those guns, that the chances that you're going to live are not very good, because they are not like any other bullet. Another bullet may come in, and it may go through, and it may go out. These bullets just to blow up everything they get near.
Okay, so Tom, when the
police are getting tired of having to be shot with people like this that are shooting at them.
Okay,
and the Republican Party is taking 84% of the gun of the NRA and the gun lobby's money, and they won't do nothing about it. And the cities and the mayors are not happy about it, and that's not respect either.
Well, during the Philadelphia incidents that you're discussing, the Philadelphia police officers are calling for SWAT backup, and they're calling for long arms because they patrol with pistols. So, you know, they weren't outgunned once they could get it, and that might be a policy issue. But your point exactly is what? That the Republicans will not allow police departments the weapons they need, or your point was?
The point is, people should not have guns and ammunition and large stockpiles of ammunition like that.
Okay.
I mean, this guy probably had enough ammunition to land. I don't know how much he had, but I mean, these people the best way to solve this problem. You don't have to take the guns. You don't make ammunition. You just don't make ammunition. You don't make ammunition. You're not allowed to buy it. You're not allowed to have it. You're not allowed to have it reloaded. You're not allowed to reload it.
Okay.
That'll fix the problem.
Yep, that will fix the problem, and we'll probably be doing. We wouldn't have a country we have today, but that might be conversation for a different
weapon,
time.
Assault weapon, right? Assault weapon bullets, mm-hmm. not other bullets, just assault weapons.
Okay, Tom. Thanks. Steve, your thoughts.
Well, this is a pretty.
Remember, this wasn't a pillar of the community.
What's that? The suspect?
Yes, in Philadelphia.
To say the least. So. To say the least. Now, at least one presidential. That's what we're leading on to here, is a talk about a potential, and Tom brought it up, a potential ban on ownership of, not guns, Ben, for Pete's sake, a potential ban on assault weapons. And it's tough to, I expect, are you a hunter?
No.
Okay, nor am I, but I don't understand the need for assault weapons as far as in your own personal use. The idea, a lot of things have, a lot of attitudes, I think, have changed. For one thing, you talk about respect for the police. Maybe just me personally. I think there's more among the public at large. I think there's more respect for the police than there ever has been.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I talk to police officers on the state level and the local levels, and there's more respect now for the police than there was 50 years ago.
Oh, you know, I'm talking maybe
30 years ago,
20 years ago. Even going back 20. You know, I mean, when I was a kid...
I would compare that with, do you think there's more respect for teachers and administrators than there was 20 years ago?
Let's try to stick to the topic. I just remember back in the 60s, and I don't even want to bring up the types of phrases that were directed toward policemen, because they were very derogatory. And I was probably as guilty as some. And I will tell you, too, I had a run-in or two with police where they kind of overstepped their bounds. But I think people realize that police, my gosh, they put their lives in danger from the minute they walk out the front door.
Are you concerned with the marches, I think New York City, I'm remembering, Minneapolis, where the chants are, what do we want, dead cops, when do we want them now? Or is it the pigs in the blanket,
aware.
Fry them like bacon? Black Lives Matter groups chanting this?
I'm not aware of a specific wrapping them like hot dogs and frying them up. But I'm going to tell you, Ben, straight out, that people do, in general, respect the police and know and respect the job that they're doing. And it's a tough job. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But now, getting back to this issue that this fella brought up with the weapons, and we can invite people to call in and talk about discussion.
Stan, you're on the mark.
Yeah, Steve, please define an assault weapon for us all.
All right. You know, Stan, I'm not a real familiar person with specific weaponry. But, you know, they showed during that, or following that Dayton shooting, they showed the one magazine that the fella had, the shooter. I think it had the ability to hold 100 bullets, 100 rounds of ammunition.
Yep. Yeah, it's called a C-Mag.
Okay.
Or a Beta-Mag, whichever.
Okay.
So, but that's not an assault weapon.
Okay.
So please, define an assault weapon for us.
Well, the best that I can do for you, Stan, an assault weapon is it can fire a multi-number of bullets at in 5 seconds or 7 seconds or something like that. Is that what you really need to go out and shoot a deer?
Well, you know, you do understand that the Second Amendment isn't anything to do with hunting, correct?
I'm not even talking
nothing.
About...
No. It is nothing to do with the Second Amendment. And that's what it all comes down to. You're taking people's freedom. You see, you want to penalize all the law-abiding people by taking their firearms. Why is that? Why are you so anti-freedom? What if we took your First Amendment rights and said you can't speak about anything?
Boy,
what would you feel then?
Stan, you're making a big jump there.
No. It's the same thing.
We go from talking about machines that can handle 100 rounds of ammunition to now we're going to take away the First Amendment rights.
Well, that's exactly the same thing.
No, it's not part of
the Constitution.
It's not even close, Stan, for Pete's sake.
It's part of the Constitution. So why are you so anti-freedom?
I'll tell you
why. Why do you so want to take people's rights away from them?
And Stan, maybe the next time my neighbor looks at me the wrong way, maybe I can just take a knife to him or throw
him out
in front
of him. Well, then that's making you stupid.
Well, you know, for Pete's sake, can you stick
because,
to the topic,
you know,
Stan?
If you can't control your emotions
that
if somebody looks at you the wrong way that you have to take a knife to him, then maybe
about gun
you need to
violence,
speak to mental
Stan,
health.
Without you jumping to taking away our freedom of speech. You know,
well, that's exactly what you want to do.
See, this is the way you do it.
You want to take
this is the
away
way you do it,
people's
Stan.
Rights to
this
keep
is
and
what
bear
you try to do.
With
you
the
go on the
choice.
Radio like this
now,
and you
a gun
try to
does
scare
nothing.
People.
I could show
good
you a
job,
spot where there are 200
firearms sitting
right now that
haven't hurt anybody. Stan,
right
Stan you can keep talking, and I'm going to keep talking.
And they won't hurt anybody unless somebody picks them up. So until we start dealing with the criminal mind, nothing will change.
Okay, should we do round two after the 9 o'clock hour? Stan, your point is it's a freedom issue?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, let's get the criminals off the street. You know, people have sick minds, and they need to be taken off the streets. Now, you say the red, everybody wants the red flag laws, but the people that they want to accuse, you know, your neighbor could accuse you, like Steve wants to accuse his neighbor of looking at him wrong. You know, maybe he's going to accuse him of having a weapon and he's scared of it. So he'll go to the cops. That guy, cops show up to the guy's door, take all his weapons. Then the guy has to prove that he's not nuts or whatever to get his firearms back. All with no due process. That's the whole thing with the red flag laws.
You're exactly right.
So we got a whole host of problems here.
You're exactly right. I would say red flag laws should throw up the red flag.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to go against every freaking part of the Constitution. Due process, the whole work, equal protection, everything.
Dan, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Steve, we're going to come back after the 9 o'clock hour here and do a little bit more discussing, and we'll make sure our sponsors get their dues in, too. But you're listening to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. 9 o'clock hour, I'm Matt Cotrillo doing the local news, but you're going to have some national news.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Mass Mutual.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. One of two progressive lawmakers who've called for a boycott of Israel will now be allowed to enter the country. CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
Israel's interior minister has approved a request by Muslim Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib to make a humanitarian visit to the West Bank. In a letter to the minister, Tlaib asked that she be allowed to visit her Palestinian grandmother, and she met a key Israeli condition. She promised not to promote boycotts against Israel.
Ilhan Omar is still barred after President Trump sent a tweet to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Yahoo saying not to would be a sign of weakness. Correspondent Margaret Brennan.
Democrats protested the decision, as did Republican Senators Marco Rubio and Susan Collins. Even the powerful pro-Israel lobby AIPAC said the congresswomen should be allowed to visit.
The president rallied supporters in Manchester, New Hampshire last night, responding to the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso.
We will be taking mentally deranged and dangerous people off of the streets so we won't have to worry so much about that.
He promised not to allow the massacres to make it harder for law-abiding people to protect themselves. The number of migrants dying in pursuit of better lives has jumped. Live to CBS's Bud Mishkin.
More than 500 migrants have died in the Americas so far this year, a 33% increase from a year ago. So says the UN's International Organization for Migration. Spokesman Joel Millman says there's been little change in the death rate on the U.S.-Mexico border in the last 6 years of tracking such figures. There have been 89 confirmed deaths so far this year of Venezuelans.
Venezuelans have died elsewhere, mostly on land routes, which would be South America, Central America, up into the U.S.-Mexico border.
More than 4 million people have left Venezuela since 2015. Deborah?
There is still no definitive word on a cause of death for Jeffrey Epstein, but the debate continues after the finding of a broken neck bone called the hyoid. Forensics doctor Lawrence Kobolinski.
Does it necessarily point to a suicide? No. Does it point to a homicide? No. But it gives the medical examiner a little more information about exactly what the manner of death is.
Epstein was found unresponsive in his New York City jail cell Saturday. Remembering Elvis.
Amazing grace.
Fans gathered at his grave at Graceland in Memphis to mark his death 42 years ago. S&P futures are up 26. This is CBS News.
Behind every moment shared with the ones you love is a plan that helped make it happen. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com.
Welcome to this guided meditation brought to you by MassMutual. Imagine your dream retirement. Perhaps you're opening a coffee shop. A wave of relaxation washes over you as you smell coffee beans roasting. Hashtag blessed. You feel at peace.
Ah. This is how it feels to have a retirement plan. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com. Securities and advisory services offered through MML Investor Services, a MassMutual subsidiary.
Pros like you do it right to get more bang for your buck because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's is here to help with deals on what you need to get the job done for less. Because now you can get 15% off custom special order Therma-Tru steel and fiberglass entry doors. and lockdown savings with 20% off select Schlage lock sets. Whatever job you're working on today, or any day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 8/18, U.S. only.
Next time you're making like Elvis, take it easy. Here's correspondent Jim Shenevy to explain.
In China, a man singing karaoke suffered a collapsed lung when he tried to belt out a high note. The 65-year-old sang 10 high-pitched songs before it happened. He said he knew the extreme octave was coming because it was one of his favorite tunes, so he went for it. Doctors say the lung collapsed from the pressure created in the chest from trying to sing high notes. A pneumothorax occurs when air builds up between the outside of the lung and the inside of the rib cage. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
There's a serious message for chicken lovers in Britain. Takeout shops have put government messages on their packaging warning about the dangers of kids who carry knives. Knife crimes have been on the rise in the UK over the past 4 years, and they've become a recurring political message. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence.
Matt, I guess you don't have that button to put Steve and I on, do you?
Oh, I'm ready. Always ready.
Okay. Anyway, you're listening on The Mark, and I am not Mark Lawrence, thank God, and you aren't either, are you, Steve?
No. Right now, I'm looking up some baseball standings.
Yep, we're talking about some baseball standings, but Steve Kushaloff, co-host, myself, Ben Reichling, and, of course, our producer, Matt Cottrello. And you are listening on The Mark, and good morning, Central Susquehanna Valley. We hope you've enjoyed the first half of the show. I will say this, Steve did get as red as his shirt, Philly shirt is. But
it got a little heated.
But you like the passion. You like the passion. But if you like passion, Steve, and I know you have the passion sometimes to go buy a vehicle, you might want to go down to Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, the Kia dealership over in 1115. You got the quick lane for any service work. And as we said earlier, if you have transportation needs of any type, go to Sunbury Motors, and they'll either take care of them there or direct you. They are transportation solution solvers. And if you do get a chance, take a test drive of one of their great vehicles and go down south of Sunbury to Penn's Tavern and see if you can get a complimentary lunch as you test drive a Sunbury Motors vehicle. And I think, Matt, you're looking for that lunch, aren't you?
Oh, always.
And with the news of the day, Matt Cottrello.
Thank you, guys. From fake federal officer to county lockup, a man has been arrested after impersonating as a federal agent. Northumberland County DA Tony Medilevich tells us 56-year-old Michael Robinson, who has addresses in Sheboygan and Bloomsburg, is charged with impersonating a public servant and other misdemeanor offenses. The DA says his office recently received numerous complaints from local government agencies and citizens alleging Robinson identifying himself as a federal agent. He also served fictitious court documents on numerous individuals and agencies. Robinson was later located in Bloomsburg and taken into custody. He is now jailed in Northumberland County Prison. Philadelphia's police commissioner says a gunman who barricaded himself in a row house and exchanged gunfire with police for hours had a military-style AR-15 and a handgun. Richard Ross told reporters yesterday police still do not have access to the crime scene because tear gas was used there, so he is not sure if there were other weapons. Six officers were wounded in the standoff and have since been released from hospitals.
And Matt, did he have the handgun? I believe he had the handgun in his waist or in his pocket when he walked out.
Yes, I do believe so.
And
yeah.
that was negotiations between the Philadelphia Police Department, his lawyer, and I guess then a little chemical tear gas was the tipping point.
Right, yeah, and that's what's kind of prompted the little bit of delays here as they continue with that investigation there in North Philadelphia. And the 30th Sunbury River Festival officially underway, and the new champion was crowned last night from the Valley's Got Talent competition. Dylan Kramer was named as the winner and awarded $400. Nathan Maravich was second, and Sadie Warshaw was third. And it's the 30th anniversary, and lots of new events are planned for today and tomorrow. River Festival co-chair Slade Schreck.
We have a live chainsaw carving, new this year. The Railroad Museum is new this year.
And those events will be taking place today from noon until 8 p.m. Later this evening, there is an outdoor screening of Back to the Future 2 at 8 on the main stage on Market Street. And then tomorrow, of course, later on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock is the Rewind to 89 with 94KX. We'll have Kyle Alexander, Laura Good's going to be there. I'll be there, too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We have all the events for this weekend's River Festival posted at WKOK.com. And finally, with a push from President Donald Trump, Israel Thursday barred two Muslim American congresswomen from entering the country for a visit, an extraordinary step bringing the longtime U.S. ally into Trump's domestic fight against political rivals at home. The U.S. president is essentially relying on Israel to retaliate against two freshman lawmakers, those being Representatives Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, who are both outspoken critics of Israel's treatment of Palestinians. But Representative Tlaib has since been allowed back into the country for humanitarian reasons. And that is a look at your latest headlines.
Rewind 89. How old were you in 89?
Negative 4.
Okay.
Also describe it as that.
And how are you going to get back to 89? You going to watch video of 89? Old MTV clips?
Maybe a little bit of everything. Yeah, look, go on YouTube for a couple minutes, find some appropriate costume, maybe a wig or two, and we'll see what happens.
Hey, can you do us a favor? Read the news report out of Bethel, New York.
Bethel, New York.
I think
okay.
Steve might have been there or thought he was there. Or
ah,
he
okay.
Was there.
Yes. So tie-dyed pilgrims and white-haired Woodstock Festival veterans converged at the generation-defining site to celebrate the 50th anniversary, while Arlo Guthrie came back to sing what else? The times, they are a-changin'. Bethel Woods Center for the Arts is hosting a series of events. Yes, that was started yesterday, and that will go through this Sunday at the Bucconic 1969 concert site, 80 miles northwest of New York City. So there you have it.
Woodstock, Steve, you weren't there or wished you were there?
Well, probably at the time I wished I was there, but mm-hmm. I saw a TV show about it the other night. Very entertaining show, and I said, man, I'm glad I wasn't there. But I was at the Atlantic City Pop Festival about 2 weeks before Woodstock.
And who played there?
They had quite a group. They had Creedence Clearwater Revival was there. Jefferson Starship was there.
The airplane back then.
I guess so, yeah. Frank Grace Zappa was there.
Oh, Mothers of Invention.
Right. But it was nothing like Woodstock. How did you like Woodstock? Because I know you didn't miss it.
I think I was six years old. I liked the album. You had The Who. You had Jimi Hendrix, Carlos Santana, whatever state he was in physically. Playing his guitar with his eyes closed because supposedly the end of the guitar was a snake head. I don't know. It must have been a bad hamburger or some bad ice in his adult beverage. But, you had, of course, Gracie Slick. The airplane was there.
Yeah.
Woodstock was what it was because it just happened. It's like you have a get-together with friends and it becomes a real good time. And then you try to do it again, and it never comes off
absolutely.
The same.
Well,
so they keep trying to reinvent it, but, it just happened. It was there. The technology, I think the local newspaper here, the Daily Adams, run some articles about some people who were there or what happened. But, you know, you can't recreate certain things.
Well, did you ever see or hear of the festival that was held at the Altamont mm-hmm. Speedway?
Yep, outside, right off of 580 in Livermore, east of Livermore, California, on the way to Stockton.
And I think
Rolling Stones got helicoptered in, and it was a fiasco, to say the least.
And for security for that festival, mm-hmm. whoever had hired Hell's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that really a good decision? Probably not. Somebody, because I remember seeing a film about it, somebody was stabbed and subsequently mm-hmm. died. And, you know, you compare that to Woodstock, as you say, somehow it just happened. It just was able to work out.
Well, supposedly there was 2 or 3 babies born at Woodstock.
I think I've heard that.
And my question is, what person 8.5, 9 months pregnant goes to a concert? But maybe
it was 1969.
Well, I agree. So we'll see what happens. We got some callers here. Again, if you want to get involved in this show and spread your opinions among Steve and I, in the listening audience, 800-795-9565 or at onthemark.com. Steve, we got a couple callers. Let's go to them, and then we'll get to the congresswomen not going and now one going to Israel. Van, you're on the mark.
Morning, Ben. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Steve had a little difficulty defining an assault weapon. Now, this is my definition. Any rifle, shotgun, pistol, sword, knife, baseball bat, or any other object in the hands of a criminal with the intent to harm others. That would be an assault weapon. Anything. Well, if you commit assault, you can do it with any weapon. And the thing of it is, it's criminals that are doing these things. Now, a rifle in the hands of a hunter is a tool used to hunt game.
Exactly.
A pistol on my, concealed in my body with a permit is a defense pistol.
Sure.
It's for my protection. And the thing of it is, and I know Steve got upset with the guy trying to equate the freedom of speech with the Second Amendment, which it has to do with freedom. That's what he was trying to equate it as. And Steve, you shouldn't get angry like that, because that's a red flag. They'll take your guns from you if you get angry like that. You got to have some self-control.
I guess if I could just, and I'm not arguing with you, I guess the sort of the point I'm making, though, was when you make these jumps from, in this case, we're talking about weapons, et cetera, and then all of a sudden we're saying that it's going to jeopardize our freedoms in general. You know, you could make the same point that, hey, if I want to drive a car, why do I need to go to the state or to whomever to get a license? You know, I bought the car. It's my privilege to drive it. And if you're making me get a license to drive that car, you're infringing on my freedom. I mean, to me, that whole, freedom is it's so broad and so important that when we just lump everything into, if you're trying to tell me anything that I may or may not do, you are infringing on my freedom.
Yeah, well, here's the ahead. Thing, back to the topic with the assault weapons. The thing I see is the rhetoric and the demonization that takes place by using certain terms, like assault weapon. That sounds good on the surface, but it's used then to take away from looking at the criminal and the people performing the acts to looking at the weapon they used and bringing laws against the weapon that's being used, that in the hands of a law-abiding citizen is not a weapon, not an assault weapon. It can be a weapon for self-defense. It can be a tool used for hunting. So that's my problem with this thing. We have a right, Second Amendment, to possess firearms. And, you'll hear people then use the extreme, do you have the right to have a tank? Well, obviously not. You don't have a right to have a nuclear weapon. No kidding. You don't have a right to have, a 50 caliber machine gun. But you do have rights, and these rights are slowly being eroded away. And what we're seeing nowadays is a total shift from our generation to the generation that's coming up now, that these mass shootings that are taking place, it wasn't something back in the 60s and 70s we had to be worried about going out in public someplace, going to the grocery store or to some shopping place, that we had to worry about being shot and killed. We don't have to worry about going away on vacation and having someone shoot and kill us.
You know,
but what happened is, on a social level, what happened back in the 60s when they took Bible and prayer out of school and started to teach atheistic evolution, and now these kids that are growing up today have no real purpose in life and don't have a moral grounding and basis of morality like we did when we were growing up. Bennett brought up about the disrespect towards teachers. Well, that's prevalent now in all of our schools.
I just want to make one very small point. You know what phrase you never hear anymore? You never hear the phrase gun control, because I think even folks from my side, you know, from my point of view, realize it's not about gun control. It's about gun violence. And so that's the phrase that you hear. The effort now isn't necessarily to control guns. The effort is to try to manage or diminish gun violence. And the feeling is that if there are certain weapons that add to gun violence, and now you made a fair point. I mean, anything can really add to violence, whether it's gun violence or knife violence. But, you know, the easier we make it, then very likely the greater the likelihood we're going to have gun violence.
Man, I would
agree with you. If you take the guns away, it's going to end gun violence. But then you have people. It isn't the weapon, and again, it doesn't go to the tool being used, a baseball bat, a knife, a gun, whatever. You take the guns away, that ends gun violence.
Right.
You take away cars, then no one can run over anybody with a car. You take away knives, no one can stab anybody. But it doesn't deal with the problem of the heart, and that's the issue. It's the heart of man.
And Ben, I would say this. Your point earlier, though, is a lack of accountability by people. Ben, we appreciate the call.
You guys have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.
Bobby, you're on the mark. Did we lose Bobby? I'm sorry. We lost Bobby there. Bobby, call us back. Lance, you're on the mark.
Hey there. You know, I was really disappointed with Steve with his lack of professionalism. I mean, I really was. I always held him as being a consummate professional, even though I disagreed practically with everything the man ever said, really. Anyway, you know, when you think about a constitutional right, you know, there's another one in there that is all by itself, the 21st Amendment. And it accounts for 2.5 times, roughly, the amount of death, destruction, and misery as what the second does.
And the 21st Amendment, let our callers know what you're referring to.
Repealed prohibition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the scenario, and then doing a little show prep, I looked at some numbers, and I thought, Lance, you might be calling today. But when you look at how many driving victims get killed every year, and you look at, as you're talking about, drunk driving, so the information I got from the Hill, it looks like around 10,000 people a year are killed, and that means about one every 53 minutes or every 90 seconds. So somebody's injured. So 53 minutes, a person's unfortunately killed, and every 90 seconds somebody's injured.
Yeah, and 300 people are killed every year with those deadly assault rifles.
Yeah, there's
really what it
assault.
Boils down to is, really, you're 30 times more likely to get killed by a drunk, just a drunk driver, but not you doing the driving, but someone else out there misusing their 21st Amendment rights.
Yep. No, you're right. And Lance, you bring this point up, and I'll throw something else in, too. If you looked at the cost to society of alcohol and tobacco, you would you would say, why do we have these things? Lance, we got to go. Thanks for calling.
Oh, sure.
We're going to take a break, Steve. We're going to let Matt Catrillo handle the all the ins and outs here. And
So now we're going to ban alcohol and we're going to ban tobacco.
Well, if you look at the cost to society, wouldn't you say, boy, why do we allow these things? You're listening to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
If you're struggling with weight and frustrated with dieting each and every year, Mark Patrick Hypnosis can help. Join the over 500,000 people who have attended Mark Patrick Hypnosis programs with weight loss results. Mark Patrick Hypnosis will be in Lewisburg on Tuesday, August 20th. Summer's over. It's time to get back on track.
After this hypnosis, I want to eat good food.
Since August, I can honestly say I have not had one potato chip.
It was life-changing for me.
And I don't think about desserts like I used to.
Bridget, how much have you lost now?
I have lost a total of 83.
Holy cow.
It's easy, it's fun, very relaxing, and very successful.
And I would just say go for it.
For only $49.99, lose all the weight you want, 100% guaranteed. Tuesday, August 20th at the Best Western Plus Country Covered Inn, 7701 West Branch Highway in Lewisburg. Seminar time is 5:30 till 7:30. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Attend this program and find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. There's limited seating, so get there early. Learn more at markpatrickseminars.com.
Pros like you do it right by buying in bulk to save time and save money, too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities of the supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are, and at the right prices, like 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more. Plus, save up to 12% when you buy three or more identical Signature Series A.O. Smith water heaters. Whatever you need to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
I'm a nurse, and I'm voting for Dr. Jennifer Rager Kay.
Hi, I'm a Vietnam veteran and a Republican, and I support Dr. Jen.
I'm a mother and voting for Dr. Jen.
I'm a small business owner, and I'm voting for Jen Rager Kay.
I'm a Democrat and a mom, and I'm voting for Jen.
I'm registered independent, and I'm voting for Jen Rager Kay.
My name is Dr. Jennifer Rager Kay. I'm running to put people first, and I ask for your vote on August 20th. Send me to Harrisburg to fight for all people of the 85th District.
This ad is paid for by Friends of Jennifer Rager Kay.
Welcome back to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, Matt Catrillo, Steve Kushloff, and myself, Ben Reichle. We have an email from somebody who has sat in your seat, Steve, from Mr.
Thann
Mitchell.
My old friend Thann.
Go ahead and read that.
The Constitution calls for a well-regulated militia. Stan, he was our caller earlier, Stan wants an unregulated militia. And that's from Thann Mitchell.
Yep. Well, we certainly appreciate that. Let's go to, since we lost him earlier, let's go back to Bobby. You're on the mark.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Once again, yes. I was trying to point out. I mean, you know, reflecting on Woodstock, that gatherings of that kind at that particular time and that kind of reflect what was going on in the country, and it was a, I'm going to say it was a peaceful gathering, but it was, I don't think it was something that they bargained for in the beginning, but it just kind of turned out that way. And I know a couple people that were there that went there, and of course they went and they stayed and they got stuck in the mud and everything mm-hmm. else, but it was an experience that they'll never forget. And that's the thing, that people got together during adverse weather conditions in that and stayed together for that purpose.
Yeah, no, certainly, certainly an historical mark on the American culture. However, when you try to recreate it, it gets commercialized, sure. and it seems to have fallen flat on every anniversary they've had.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing is, though, you say it gets commercialized. I mean, the original intent of Woodstock by the promoters and the producers was to make money also. They didn't go into this saying, let's just let everybody come into upstate New York and we'll have a bunch of rock bands and peace and love. I mean, they were out there to make money.
Well, I think it is the official, and people, if this isn't correct, but this is sort of in the ballpark, it was the Woodstock Jazz and Art Festival in Woodstock. Now, it wasn't in Woodstock. It moved over to Max Jagger's farm, but there was some group like the Sunbury Tea Club who wanted to have this group up in New York, and all of a sudden it became bigger, and it sort of gotten out. Was it the Bobby? You know, was it like the Woodstock Jazz and Blues Festival group?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but
when when you're looking at a place that could accommodate more people, you have to kind of, find a place. So, what bigger place than a farm? I mean, the Jesus Ministries started at the Agape Farm down in Mount Union, Pennsylvania, and that. But even Creation Christian Festival started on a campground and the Susquehanna near Lancaster, but they outgrew that, so they combined with the Jesus Ministry. So basically there, they needed expansion, so they went to a farm, yep. so to speak.
Well, Bobby, thanks for calling.
Now, it says here one of the original producers was a fellow by the name of Michael Lang. He was a concert promoter, producer, etc., and he was one of the co-creators of the Woodstock Music and Art Festival.
Okay.
So, I mean, it didn't start out as just a bunch of people wanting a nice feel-good episode.
No, they were going to promote music, but again, they got to the point where they had to go somewhere else. And today, we'd put them in touch with Tom Webb and see if they can get down to Spyglass. Steve, you're on the mark, calling from Schmokin.
Good morning, men. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, first of all, I was going to talk about the assault weapon, and this one gentleman before me said, basically what I was going to say is anything that's in your hand when you attack somebody's assault weapon, a baseball bat, racket, hammer, blah, blah, blah. But then he took my thunder away from me. And then I started thinking, and I'm not a history expert, but I do have books by Churchill and Montgomery and all that stuff. During World War II, the Brits were so desperate, they've been fighting this war for 2, 3, 4 years before the United States got involved. They were so desperate for small arms that all countries, Canada, United States, they're sending them single-shot 22s over. And single-shot shotguns, anything to defend the homeland. So my point is this, and I don't know if anybody's going to agree with me. I don't think you have to worry about the Russians nuking us per se, because they're going to wipe out what they need most, our food, all that kind of stuff. It won't be inhabitable. But I think the fact that the armed American citizen, and there's millions of us, responsible citizens, is a very small army. And we have guys from all over the country that can shoot 1,000 yards away at something and hit it. One of the reasons Germans, potentially Russians, Chinese, isn't hitting our shores is the very simple reason we got, even if a fraction of, say, 10 million owners, responsible owners, even if 500,000 were so proficient, that's a formidable army. And I think when you start talking about gun registration, that be careful where you step, because there's plenty of guys in Pennsylvania that aren't even good shots that can hit something at a couple hundred yards away. So when you start confiscating these guns, or attempting to, or putting limits on ammunition or something, I think you're putting the country at risk. And again,
no, you're putting the Constitution at risk.
Well,
what do you mean? If you take that away,
yeah,
so. I'm not advocating. I'm saying people that want to limit the use is putting the country at risk, because we have a small army, and I maybe shouldn't say that word, but we got enough people across the country, varmint hunters, and they can hold off. Don't be so quick to take away guns. And again, my opinion is this: if I have something in my hand and I attack you, it's an assault weapon, and I think
Nope, Steve, I certainly understand. Steve, thanks for calling. There's a point there that...
there's a lot of points
that
there.
When people lose their freedom to have arms, and look at the countries that's happened with, unfortunately, not a whole lot of good happens. Now, people will look at New Zealand and Australia and say this is the way it should be, or countries in the Scandinavian countries. But you look at one country around the world that prospers for a lot of reasons, and the main reason being freedom, and that is the United States.
You know, the best thing I heard from Steve from Shamokin was the two words, be careful. Be careful. In other words, before we start doing one side of dealing with gun violence or the other side of gun violence, be careful. Let's think about it. Now, you know, even some of the words he used, on the one extreme, Ben, on the one extreme is the word confiscation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? On the other extreme is the word the words no limits. So we got confiscation on the one hand, no limits on the... Is there no room in the middle? Is there no space in the middle where we can come up with sensible rules, regulations to deal with the potential for gun violence?
Here's a scenario. When are you infringing on law-abiding citizens' rights?
That's
when are you infringing on that? When you ask them if they want to drive a car, hey, if you don't wear your seatbelt as you drive a car, is that infringing on law-abiding citizens' rights?
You tell me.
Well, the problem you have to look at is what is in the Constitution. And the groups who want to rewrite the Constitution, it's to say it's a living, breathing document that has to be adjusted? No. The Constitution is the Constitution, the interpretation by the Supreme Court. So when you look at, you're saying, what little bit do you give? So what little bit of your freedom do you give away? Is it Ben Franklin who says, those who give away their freedoms deserve none?
And that's a paraphrase. And maybe the first time you had to get a license to drive a car, maybe you were giving away some of your freedom right there, because you can't just go out and buy a car and drive it off the lot if you don't have a license.
That's certainly not in the Constitution.
Well, no, you're right. I don't think the word automobile is even in the Constitution.
No, I'm sure Sunbury Motors could write it
in
the Constitution.
Ben, you are making the same mistake that the first caller made. You're taking that word freedom and you're just going to lump everything under it.
I don't think I'm making a mistake at all.
I'm
saying freedom is freedom.
Right.
Now, where are you going to define what freedom is to me and freedom is to you?
Where are you going to define it? Because what you're saying, Ben, what you're saying is you can do everything you want. Doesn't matter whether we're talking alcohol,
no,
tobacco,
by societies,
guns,
by societies' laws.
By societies' laws.
Law,
okay.
The Constitution.
Oh, so now we've gone from talking about society back to you're going back to you're going to tell me all about the Constitution.
Hold it, Steve. What don't you understand about freedom?
And what don't you understand about finding a middle ground that makes sense, that that can respond to both sides of the extremes?
Lance, you're on the mark.
I hope you can give me enough time to articulate it.
Well, let's get on it.
Okay, here we go. Anyway, when we consider the gun laws, I'll run these past you, okay? Number one here, you have a local background check. Your sheriff says he's never been to your house for much of anything. Okay, then we have the state police background check. See, you never had
anything. Okay, hey, Lance, okay. Talk into your phone, please.
Okay, here we go. First off, we have a sheriff telling them that we have nothing on you, okay? Next, we have state police saying we've got nothing on you. Then the FBI is saying we've got nothing on you. Then Interpol comes into the picture and says, nope, it's not an international, okay? Next, you go and you'll be photographed. Then you are fingerprinted. Then you pay a $200 transfer fee.
Mm-hmm.
You agree that at any one time that the police can come to your house and inspect your secured storage. Then you wait about a year to get your gun because of the fact that, you know, all this takes time. Right? Now, this was the laws we had to have a machine gun. We started this in 1934.
Yeah, these are laws of the past. You were
No. They're here now.
But they only relate to machine guns.
No. I'm getting to why I'm getting this. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, we come to 1986. During that time, there's never been one of those guns used in any kind of a crime. Right? Not one of them. 175,000. And if you want you to say, well, gun control works, right? You know, we'd keep it up, guys. But they did not. What they said was buy, sell, trade what's out there, and, you know, you can't have a new one. So the gun that was selling at the time for about $750 is now about $25,000, basically an M16. So we did all of that, and yet it wasn't enough. See, this is what I'm talking about. If they'd have kept up with that, we'd say, yeah, maybe we can trust them. But really,
but Lance, are you talking about, you're talking about an automatic weapon in an M16?
Yeah.
Okay. Those are illegal, except in extreme circumstances that you have to pass for collectors and or certain folks can get that. But you and I have to pass background check as those do to get that, but that I understand, and maybe we can get Stan to call us since he is a gun dealer to tell us about them. The machine gun rule and those rules are far different than the long arms that we're talking about.
Well, yeah, but this is the law that they like to do so that you can own an AR-15.
Well, no doubt once you start down it, and Steve's trying to make a point of common ground. Well, common ground for the liberal side and the progressive sides on, you know, you start the slippery slope, where do you end up? You end up at the bottom of it. And, you know, once they start in some way of being able to label somebody this and that and be able to get your guns, that's the start of it. And believe me, they'll throw a party when they pass that law.
And it'll never happen.
Well, now, here's the deal, too. When you start talking abortion, everybody wants, you know, well, the Democrats do, 9 months, the whole thing. Well, can't you come to a thing that, like, at 3 months for any reason? Nope, we can't do that. And that, to me, would be some kind of a compromise, but they won't compromise on that.
I understand. Lance, thanks for calling. Cindy, Al, and Dan, hang on. We're going to take a break, and we'll come right back on The Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.
A new era of Bucknell Bison football gets underway this fall, and you can be part of all the excitement at Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium. If you're looking for great family entertainment, a Bucknell football season ticket is just what you need. From all the action on the field, to the guys in your kids' zone, to the new tailgate village, there's something for everyone. Season tickets are a great bargain at just $40 each, with each seat placing you right in the middle of the action near the 50-yard line. Be a part of the excitement and purchase your season tickets today by calling the campus box office at 570-577-1000. That's 570-577-1000. Go Bison!
Foster wellness, inspire strength, impact lives. ManorCare Sunbury offers you this opportunity to help residents plus succeed in a lucrative career. I'm JoJo Shingera, Human Resource Director, and we are hiring now. Nurses and care staff of all levels. Enjoy a competitive salary, benefits such as your choice of medical, dental, vision, and 401k retirement plans with a company match. Life insurance, employee assistance program, even tuition reimbursement. Apply now at jobs.hcr-manorcare.com or visit us at 901 Court Street, Sunbury. ManorCare Health Services. See the difference you can make.
At Animal Care Hospital Lewisburg, they love what they do. And there's no better way to show our pets how much we love them than by making sure that they are healthy. August is National Immunization Month. Making sure your pets are up to date on all of their shots is one of the most important responsibilities as a pet owner. Not sure what vaccinations your pet might need? Animal Care Hospital staff can help guide you in their loving facility. Animal Care Hospital Lewisburg. They love your pets the same way that you do. The staff is skilled and empathetic. Animal Care Hospital Lewisburg. They mean it when they say, we love what we do.
Sunbury River Festival is all about family fun on Friday, August 16th. Join us in downtown Sunbury to check out traveling exhibits and activities from the Lewisburg Children's Museum, the Railroad Museum of Pennsylvania, Clyde Peeling's Reptile Land, and Susquehanna Art Museum's Mobile Art Gallery, Van Gogh. Learn to bait and cast with the Boy Scouts, chainsaw carving, an outdoor movie, nighttime glow zone, food activities, and more. Brought to you by Sunbury Revitalization in partnership with UPMC Susquehanna, Wise Markets, and Sunbury Broadcasting.
News Radio 1070 WKOK wants you to know about the people and organizations that help make the Susquehanna Valley a better place to live.
Is volunteering in your future? Are you looking to get more involved in your local community? Please attend the Fall Community Service Fair at Bucknell University on September 3rd from 5:30 to 7 in the Terrace Room. Over 30 local agencies will be in attendance to talk about their volunteer needs. This event is free and open to the public. For more information, please call 570-577-1292.
Get ready for another season of Shikellamy Braves football on WKOK.
Herring to the 40, to the 50, down to the 40, down the sideline to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Shikellamy!
The Braves season starts next Friday, the 23rd, when they travel to Danville to take on the Ironman. Listen to Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, a week away from high school and college football. We'll talk about it today. 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Yeah, this is a little subtle here, isn't it? Music's going to put you asleep. You're listening on The Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Hometown Pharmacy, phone number 800-795-9565. We got a number of callers here. We're going to go to Al and Nori.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good, good. Yourself?
Morning, Al.
Good. We got lots of topics on the thing today, and it's a great radio show. But you guys are saying that the driving is a privilege. That's what that is. When
driving
you,
certainly
go
a
get
privilege.
A license, it is a privilege. Mm-hmm. But the Second Amendment is a right.
Exactly.
So there's a difference there. And the privilege, you subject yourself to certain rules and obligations and so forth. But the right is, like the Constitution says, our rights are God-given.
Yeah, you have your rights and you have privileges, and the
start messing with the Second Amendment, yeah.
Well, any amendment.
That's messing with the right.
Yeah, any amendment, unless you want to have a constitutional convention and you want to change it, as we have.
And that would even go for a red flag law. I think it should have to go that far, because a red flag is what China flies over them. That ought to tell you something right there.
Well, that's a little bit of a stretch, Al.
No, as I said earlier,
once they start with the guns, look at Australia, look at Venezuela. Once they start taking the guns away, well, there's no recourse. And that's what the Second Amendment was about. In case our government got out of hand, they knew that we had the means, if so needed, to get the government back in line with what the people want.
No,
it is a government of the people.
Yep, you're right, Al. And thanks for calling. And his point, Steve, I think, is saying that as long as the government understands that its constituents have have rights and also have the understanding that a good government is going to be democratically elected and you know, representative republic as we have. But as we've seen in other countries, when you start confiscating guns, things do not go well.
You know, things only go so far. You know, and you know, all this talk people are coming up with, and they're saying, oh, the government's going to confiscate, take away all your guns. No, that'll never happen, because what has happened throughout our history, you know, governments can go just so far in one direction or another, and so far we're still allowed to vote until that changes. Government can only go so far, and then the people say, you know what, you have overreached, and the pendulum starts to swing back.
Yeah, and here's an email from a progressive constitutionist, I'd say. Good morning. The Constitution was written how many years ago? They had little guns back then. The assault rifle was not there. There is one reason to change our Constitution. We need laws for better background checks. If anyone is against this, they are lawless. Thanks, Bob. Well, better background checks. How about a definition of what a better background check is? Because it seems like we have laws that we don't enforce.
Well, how about a better definition of these red... Everyone's calling about these red flag laws, which I don't, you know, I don't think most of us even heard the phrase. You probably did, but most of us didn't
even hear this. It's been around for a couple years.
That's what I'm saying. Most of us didn't even hear this phrase, red flag laws, until the last 2.5 weeks.
And you're right.
Now, if you've got a case in a home where there is a real danger, again, to the person or to others in the home, and then maybe steps do need to be taken to see that it's a little less likely that the person's going to cause damage. Now, you are right, because I know you're about to say, hey, that person can just reach into the kitchen drawer and pull out a knife, and they can cause all the damage they want with that. You know, but if you can diminish, maybe not take everything away, but if you can diminish the likelihood that the person can create damage, then there's a possibility. I mean, how many cases have we read about where a woman will get an injunction against her ex-husband, and the guy will just violate that injunction, and then terrible things happen? So as tough as it would be, maybe there is a place for these what they call red flag laws.
Another emailer sends us, I do not remember the timeline, but the state of California and regions of California over the years have mandated registration of semi-automatic shotguns. I've never seen a semi-automatic shotgun, but I'm sure they exist. They were used in very few crimes. They are expensive and often used for duck hunters. Okay. Later regions, I believe, in the entire state of California banned semi-automatic shotguns and those registration records to take away the guns. That's interesting. I always remember the picture of Michael Douglas, the actor, with a chop saw cutting shotguns in half. Stricter gun laws will make honest people criminals. Well, there's something to be said for that. And again, the point here, I believe, is when you start registration of guns, where does that database go? Who has it? And will stricter gun laws make criminals out of honest people? To a degree.
Well, let me ask you a question. What would you do about all this gun violence? When you start to see mass shootings happening within hours of each other, what would you do, Ben?
Well, you want to talk about gun violence. I think it's a culture problem that we're having and the lack of accountability of the people doing it. The gun is merely part of the crime. It's the person pursuing that. So how are you going to look at the mental health issues? So you have parents who have said, I went to the police, I went to people to turn my son in. But they wouldn't do anything. Or you've had people go to, as you talked about, getting... I'm looking at the term here of a spouse and spousal abuse, mostly males, but sometimes even females. So when they get these done, if you want a red flag law, how do you then pull down the flag? So if you up on some charge and that's a red flag and they come take your guns away, Steve, then when do you get them back?
Well, you got to
also
be worked out.
Then when do you start defining that? And that's the slippery slope, because right now you have people in America who will say, because of your political views, because of your religious views, that they feel you're a threat. Now, is that a red flag?
That's insane, Barry.
Well,
You're going to sit here and tell me that that the government is going to say, based on your religion, we think you are a danger.
No, I didn't say the government. There are people and groups that will say, because of somebody's beliefs, be it religious, be it political, that they're offended by that. And that would that be in a red flag law potentially? I mean, if you get caught for a DUI, is that a red flag?
I don't think that was. Okay. That's not what they're talking about. They're talking being a danger to somebody.
Nobody's talking
home.
About the details of it. But once you open it up, then how do you shut it?
Maybe you try to do it right from the get go. You don't.
What law has been right from the get-go?
There was an example in the news the last couple of days. It was either in the United States or maybe it was in Britain. There was a guy with a knife, I believe, standing out in the middle of the street, and I believe he was yelling Islamic terrorist things. He had a knife. This guy was
Ali Akbar,
something like that. Okay. Anyway, the guy was overcome. They did find that he had wounded one person, and I believe he had killed one person.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose that fella had an automatic weapon rather than a knife.
Okay. What if he didn't have either and was in a mental hospital?
Hey.
Then nothing would have happened.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda been.
We're going to take a break here, the last break of the day. You're listening On the Mark, the Sunbury Motor Company. Quick callers at 800-795-9565 on the Hometown Pharmacy line. We'll have a couple minutes to finish it up here today, Steve.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
When is a pencil more than a pencil? When it takes me from art class to gallery walls worldwide.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. Come in store this week for great deals under $1. Staples one-subject notebooks are just 25 cents each, and Staples comp books, Elmer's 4-ounce glue, and 24-pack Crayola crayons are just 50 cents each. Staples, back to school and beyond. In store only. Offer ends 8/17/19. Limit 5 on Elmer's glue. Limit 30 on notebooks and crayons while supplies last.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents... When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hello, can you hear me?
Northumberland Hearing Center. Improve your hearing, improve your life.
Listen to this. All major insurances accepted. Geisinger Gold, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Federal Employees, AARP, Gateway, with no wait and no money down, and they'll even submit your paperwork. Hello? Drop in free in-house financing? Now you're listening.
Northumberland Hearing Center. Improve your hearing, improve your life.
NorthumberlandHearingCenter.com.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley.
The Market Street Transportation Corridor Project is a health and safety and traffic study through the 9 blocks of historic downtown Market Street in Lewisburg. It's been a real concern, not only of the residents and merchants, visitors, how they actually can feel safe, whether they're a pedestrian or bicyclist or even just driving in the car.
WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Okay, we're back the last couple minutes. Lance, you have 30 seconds.
Okay, here we go. We think of things used as assault weapons. We're talking here knives. This is in 2017 figures. 1,591 people killed with knives.
Yep.
696 with hands and feet. 467 with clubs. Okay. And strangulation was 105. Zip guns were 187. That's when you make them out of a radio antenna, if you can find one of those. But there, something else to consider. We think about the teenage gang wars. Okay, 7 people under the age of 21 die every day by gunfire. 12 die from alcohol. Yeah.
Well, and you're right. You look at the numbers, and you'll see what are our priorities. Lance, thanks for calling. Steve, final thoughts.
My only thought is there's no easy answers. And, you know, even some of these points that Lance made in the last couple of seconds, and that you have made, you know, the problems with misuse of alcohol, misuse of tobacco. For whatever reason, we always look for easy answers. And there aren't many easy answers.
Well, I would say the deterioration culturally of what we've seen, the lack of personal accountability with folks, you're accountable for your actions.
There's
the gun the gun doesn't shoot anybody. The person with it shoots somebody. And I think we're in times now that I think Paul McCartney said it, times of peril, Mother Mary, come to me.
Yeah, speaking words, the times they are
wisdom,
changing.
Speaking words of wisdom. So, Steve, good to have you here. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Your life is fast-paced, moving 100 miles an hour, sometimes on a cell phone.
When you go 158 miles per hour, are you arrested?
I was too busy getting busy, Dad.
You got a lot of stuff happening, and sometimes you miss an episode of The Dan Patrick Show.
Fear not. That's not an issue.
You can listen anywhere, anytime, using The Dan Patrick Show app. Simply go to your app store, download it for free, and all of our shows are right at your fingertips. The Dan Patrick Show app.
What are you waiting for?
If you're a real fan,
I'm a huge fan,
you'd already have it. Broadcasting from the Mercedes Studios in beautiful Los Angeles.
I had a celebrity sighting yesterday in Manhattan Beach, California. Polly and McLovin.
And who was the celebrity you saw?
McLovin, you star, son.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Ed Werder. Ed Werder is back with the mothership. Our old buddy. Who blinks first? Zeke's side, Dak's side, even Amari Cooper's side.
And Stephen Jones said, you know, hey, we send an offer, they don't like it, so they huff and puff about it, then they send us a counter, and we're upset about it, so we don't respond for, you know, a couple of weeks, and that's kind of how the way it plays out. You know, Jerry Jones is 76 years old. Do they really want to start the season without the player they built the whole thing around?
Broadcasting from our L.A. Mercedes studios, this is Dan Patrick.
We made it to a Friday. It's hour one. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, last day in Los Angeles. Been a lot of fun. We'll talk to the USC Athletic Director, Lynn Swann, Hall of Fame wide receiver, and one of those guys who lives up to his name, like David Stern when he was the NBA commissioner. It kind of matched his personality. He was David Stern. Lynn Swann, I don't know if his name was like Lynn Groundhog or something. You know, it wouldn't have been the same. He was Lynn Swann.
Lynn Unathletic.
Yes. But he was on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and he was there doing ballet, like he was Lynn's.